takes care, the gives the intendant. Shemosulay Maftechas Aprimis, they gave him the inside keys to the inside door, or Maftechas Achitzonis Lemosuloy. But they didn't give him the outside key to the outside door. It's not worth anything, you can't get in. If you have the inside key, if you don't have the outside key, you can't get to the inside. It's not worth anything. Shvash Yiras Hashem Daima Lipsochin Chitzonian, outside doors. Shederech Lem Nichnasun Lepnimian. Kach im Yir in Yirei Hashem Hu Nasa Chorad Lishma Vlasis. If you have the Midah Yiras Hashem, then you go into learning Torah to keep the Torah. V'yimla v'ena chashta Torah said, you don't have Yiras Hashem, you're not going to listen to the Torah. You'll never get into the pnimius of the learning Torah. V'hai ayel, how can he go inside? He can't get in without Rashi. V'hai ayel, v'yeze pesach nichnas l'fteich es ha-pnimim. How can he get inside to open the inside door if he doesn't have the key to the outside door? It's not worth anything. Machriz Reb Yanai, chaval al delesle. It's chaval, it's oivei to somebody, delesle darta, he doesn't have a backyard, or v'turol le darta of it. And he's making a fence, he's making a gate, a door for the backyard. What are you making the door for? Same thing, I said, if you're learning Torah and you don't have Yiras Hashem, you're like, it's no good. Omer Rav Yehuda, Leibor HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Alomoy Ela Kedei Sheyiru Mufonov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world with the tachlis that people should have Yiru from Hashem. Shenema the post, he says in Kehillos, V'lokim Osa Sheyiru Mufonov. Hashem made the world, Kedei people should have Yiras Hashem. That's what Hashem wants, Yiras Hashem. It says the post, Yigmash Lomakech, Shom Yimach, Kim Yiras Hashem Lakech. Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Loza, have a yasvid. They were sitting down. Cholav v'yozer, Rabbi Yaakov Aracha. So Rabbi Yaakov Aracha went walked in front of him. Omalei chadlechav is one. Rabbi Simon said to Rabbi Loza, "Nekul, let's stand up. Mekamei de gavro dechol chatoin. Let's stand up in front of this Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, because he's Yirei Shemai, he's Yireche." No. Omalei idus. The other one answered back, "Let's stand up for him, but for a different reason." Nekul mekamei de gavro barainu. Not that he's Yirei Hashem, but he's a big Talmud Chacham. He's a Bar Rain, he's a Bar Torah. That's why we should stand up for him. Omalei, so the other one answered back, no. Amin elecho ano, digav v'decho chatoinu. I'm telling you, he has a bigger Milo. He has a Milo. His Mashal says, not only is he Talmud Chacham, he's also Yirei Hashem. V'yamar toli ad Bar Rainu. And you're only telling me just time he's a Bar Rain, he learns Torah. He's my Midah, my Zach is a bigger Inyan. Mashal brings down that Rashi says other places that the whole Indian of terrorists today to learn how to be Yirei Hashem. Right? The maskona, the toughness of the terrorists to be Yirei Hashem. So, Mela, that was a bigger madrega. This person was a Yirei Hashem. So, more to Steima bring Yirei, the Reb Lezer, the Yomar, the Gavro, the Chal Chatoinu. It was Reb Lezer that was the one that said that the reason why we'll stand up for him because he was a Yirei Hashem. Yirei Chet. The Yom Reb Yechinen, Mishum Reb Lezer. Ain't no like Kodesh Baruch Hu Bialoma. Kodesh Baruch Hu only has in this world El Yira Shemayim Bavad. That's the ikka thing that Hashem likes in this world is Yira Shemayim. Shenem Ma the Posig says the Ato Yisrael Mo Hashem Lakev Hashem Mimach. Enough in the Posig. What does Hashem ask from us? Kiyim Li Yira only to have Yira Hashem. That's what Hashem wants. Oksiv another Posig says Niyav Vayayim Li Yod and tell a person Hein Yira Hashem Hi Chochma. He's Hein. We'll soon say Hein means one. The one thing, Yiras Hashem, that's called Chochmah. Shekein Beloshin Yevoni, in the Greek, they say, Kerim Li Achas Hein. It's the Stein. Achas means Hein. So it says Hein means Achas. What's the Yiras Hashem? That's called Chochmah. Means that the Chochmah of Torah is to come to teach you how to be Yirei Hashem. It's the Stein. That Yavlez is the one that was Machshev Mo, a Yirei Hashem. So now Momastav Yavlez says, let's stand up for him because he was Yirei Shemayim. That was a bigger Madrega. Rashi, Hein Yiras Hashem, Yechidoihi, Hayira Boilam. That's the one thing. One of the sons of the Baal Musa say that some people say to learn Musa is not Torah. As he had often the Gemara says, not like that, Fakir. He's Hein Yiras Hashem, Hi Chochma. What is learning Torah? That's also Yiras Hashem, that's also Musa. He's learning Musa is also called learning Torah. Because the whole you say the Torah is to know what the Rasan Hashem is. What's the mitzvah? We want to know what Hashem wants us to do, and the lavma, what we're not supposed to do. So learning Musa, that's telling you a whole day what you're supposed to do, what not you're supposed to do. It's midas tova, it's that. So teaching you what you're supposed to do, what is the Ratzon Hashem. Yeah. There's another, the famous Nefesh HaChaim, Reb Chaim Volozhin, he says that the Torah calls Yiras Hashem an Oitzer. It's called Hein Oitzer. and Yiras Hashem hi oitzorui. That's the oitzor of Hashem. So he learns the pshat is that Torah is in Shemayim, and Hashem gave it to us. And all the Torah we learn comes from Hashem. Really, Hashem wants to give us as much as possible. But the pshat is, you have to have an oitzor, you have to have a warehouse where you can put tfur into. As the bigger the warehouse is, the more tfur, the more grain you can put into the warehouse. So Hashem wants to give us Torah, because we have to be a base kibbutz, an oitzah to be makabalit. What builds up our oitzah that we can be makabalit Torah? That's Yiras Shamayim. As the more Yiras Shamayim we have, the bigger our oitzah is, the warehouse, the melo, the more Torah Hashem can put into us. The Gemara says, even Moshe Rabbeinu, Matana Nachliel, even Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah was called a Matana. Hashem gave it to him as a Matana. Alachas kam v'kamos, it's only a Matana. Dorish Rav Ula, my distill was the Pasuk says, Al Tir Shaharbe, don't be a big Russia. Harbe hu dele lisha, for not lisha, it's mashma, just a big Russia you shouldn't be, but a little Russia you could be. What's shot? Ella, it means, mi sha'ochel shum bereche neidus, somebody ate garlic, and his arm is smelling pretty bad, is yachs is a svara, yachs of yechel shum, she go again and eat garlic, acher v'yereche neidus, and it'll smell much longer. There's a pshat is that even if you did one chet, don't think, I did a chet, I'm a Russia, I might as well do more chataim also. No, you did one stop, don't do more. You do more, it's really worse off. Rashi, mi shochol shum reich enoideth. Peruk is a teretz. Kleimar, hochi kama kroa. Im roshat tomat, if you did a little chet, al taisav al reshecha, don't do more chataim. Te mi shochol shum reich enoideth, you ate garlic and you start to smell. If your friends know you, klum yachsav yechel oid acher, should you go and eat more garlic now? If you know the yoisles manorach, you just no longer this way. Avadi should stop eating garlic. Here also, you did one chet, there's no have to do another chet. My dichtiv, what the pasuk says, say, rova yedorash rova bar ula. My dichtiv, what the pasuk say, ki ein chartzuvos lemoisim. There's no chatzuvos for dead people who worry ulam, and they mamash start like an ulam like a big building. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, loydayin l'rishoyim. It's not dead enough for the rishoyim. She'enam charedim. They're not afraid. V'yatzovim yom hamisa. They're not afraid of the yom hamisa. Ela shalibam borin lehem kulam. But the rishoyim, when they do the chatzuvos, the mamash do a start like a big ulam, like a big building. It doesn't bother them. Behind the Yom Rav, that's what the Rabbi said. Ma'idik said, what's the Pesach say? Zeh darkom ksil, lomoy, yoidim, that this is the derech of a ksil. It means yoidim rishoyim shadarkom lemisa. The rishoyim know they're doing chatorim, they're going to get misa for it. However, yesh lem chelav aksolim, still they have fat on their sides. It means still they do the chatorim. Shem matoyim mashichrahim mehem. Maybe when they do the chatoim, they're forgetting they're doing the chatoim. They're forgetting about the misam. Tamulayim anayim v'achrayim b'fiyim yitzusela. At the end, they're still going to be masking what they did. Because rishoyim is such a midah that even when they're doing the rishis, they'll know they get misa, still they do it. Rashi kulam shepischoi pasuach roch, a big open a door. Zer darkam leomunay ksiv kibam b'teim leilam dainu kfura. V'hodak siv zeh darkam k'sil lama klaymar yoidim heim rishoyim no shezu darkam that derech is tend up to misa avu k'sil lama k'liyaseyim mechufim b'chobam meheshu k'liyaseyim there's the fats
what's the text for
Rashi says here Rashi.
Yeah, charedim atzovim.
Where's Rashi again? Further on. We had the Gemara Brachas that says that Leilam Yargiz Adam Yetzer Tov Al Yetzer Hara. You're supposed to work on yourself, and if you see the Yetzer is so big, the last midah was Yaskul Yom HaMisa. You're supposed to remember the Yom HaMisa, that the Mal, that's supposed to make you Chored. And the Mashur says the Pshat is you're supposed to know that what the Yetzer wants to do to you is to bring it to Yom HaMisa. He wants to kill you. All his eitzes of telling you to do the chatoim is only there to bring you the misa. So a normal person, you think about that, you stop doing chatoim. But by the way, you're such a big risha that in order to be reduced such rishas, you don't care about the yom misa. But the kachas halam ner. Back to the Mishnah said, what about you putting out the fire? Because kachas halam ner. As you have this lamp, the lamp is about to burn up. So you want to put out the fire just to preserve the lamp, or else you want to preserve the wick, or else you want to preserve the shemen. So you had a machlokes in the Mishnah. The Tanakam said Yechayiv. And that was a Yehudi Shita that a Melacha Shein Tzurich Lagufa, it's Chayiv Olof. Reb Yosi pointed. Reb Yosi said, no, you stop and put out the fire just to save the oil or save the wick, you're potter. So partially it goes like Reb Shimon, that the Malach Hashem Tzurich Lagufo, and therefore you're potter Midiraisa. Now where the case you have according to Reb Yosi, he says, chutz min apsilo, only if you have a wick burning, and you're putting out the wick day to make the wick burn better later on, then you chayiv, but neishuay sepechim. That makes like a coal, it's good to use next time. We'll see now what's trying to be. So the Rabbi Yosi, for tomorrow, we have Yosi commands really. Who does Rabbi Yosi hold like, where the amlocha shein tzurich legufon? By putting out this fire, you do not need the guf for the amlocha of the kibuy. You're just putting it out today to be able to save the oil, or save the wick. Is he Reb Yudis Tzvirulei? If Reb Yosi holds like Reb Yudah, that's still Yechayiv. Obviously, I feel behind Echnaim of the Chayiv. Why did he say Yepotev? You put out the fire just to save the oil. Yepotev? Why Yepotev? You're putting out fire. That's the Melacha. I don't need the goof of the Melacha putting out the fire. You're just doing it to save the oil. But according to Reb Yudah, Yechayiv. So why does Reb Yosi say Yepotev? So Elamai Reb Yosi can't hold like Reb Yudah. Elamai Vik Reb Shimon Tzvirulei. Elamai holds like Reb Shimon. That's called the Melacha Shein Tzurich LeGufon. You do not need the Gufon of putting out the fire, you're just doing it for a different purpose, saving something else. There's a kashrin, when you put out the wick, also the Havamina was, you start putting out the wick just to save it. Not to make the wick better, that next time will burn better, but the Havamina is done, you have a nice long wick, and you want to put it out now, today stand, not to use up the wick, you use it again next time. So the purpose of putting it out is just to save the wick, not for the purpose of putting out the fire. So it's also Melacha Shein Tzurich LeGufa. So it's a kasha, if you have Yosi holds like Reb Shimon, why are you chayiv by Psila? For the Gemara, Psila nami lifter. You should also be potter by Psila. Rashi, afilu Psila nami lifter. The chasal of Psila, the Havminer is, he's just putting out the wick because he doesn't want to use up the wick. Nami ainet tzricha Melacha LeGufa. You don't need the goof of putting out the fire. The mloch ainu kibui. What is the mloch here? You're putting out the fire. The kibu atzma ain't a tzarech loy. The emerson, you don't need this putting out the fire right now. The yim loy huvara meyolim, if it wouldn't be burning altogether, heaven nichle, you'd be much better off if it wouldn't be burning altogether. Your purpose right now is just that it should stop burning. You don't want to save the wick. So if it wouldn't be burning altogether and you wouldn't have to put it out, you'd also be nichle. In mitchil huvara, if it was done before, forget, your purpose is that you want to have a longer wick to use next time. So now by putting out the melacha keep itself, you don't want that melacha. So why are you chayiv? Omar Ula, so two truths now. Omar Ula, I'll tell you, Rabbi Yosi Tak holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that as far as the melacha shein tzurich legufa, still you chayiv. So drashi liyoylam keb yudis virulei. The mishum ain't tzurich legufa loy nifter. You're not potter of that. Why? Hoyolo tzurich ledover acher. I'll call upon of putting out this fire, you're doing it for a purpose. You need it for some reason. It's for dover acher. Why are you putting out the fire? Because you want to save the oil. You want to save the wick. According to Reb Yudah, that's also called the melacha that you need yechayiv. That's called melachas machshevasu. Reb Shimon says, no, you have to put out the fire for needing the purpose of the putting out the fire. If you don't know, even though you're doing it for another purpose, but if you're doing it for some purpose, it's called the Melacha Machshava, Melacha Machshavas. V'chi mechav Allah, mishum chaysa v'shemen v'ner, like the Zoy, with Shrenau. If Reb Yosi holds like Reb Yosi, if Reb Yosi holds like Reb Yudah, why did it say if you put out the fire for the purpose of saving the oil or saving the wick, why you potter? You should be chayiv. So if Rashi, let's see the Gemara first. Yolam Reb Yudis Virlei. Oksav Reb Yosi holds Soiser Almanas Livnos. There's another shayla about. There's a called this Moloch of Kibur. It's called the Kilkul. It's called you being a Kalkul here. You're like ruining something. The same thing like the Melech Soiser. You're like ruining the. You're like breaking down the building. So he holds when you chayiv for the Melech Soiser in the Mishkan. Sony Soiser Almanas Livnos in Koimoi. Heavy soiser. If you break down the building here, almanas to build up the building again in the same place, that's called the melechas tiri yechayiv. Of almanas livnoi shleibim koimoi loy heavy soiser. Now the parrot says there's another concern here by kibui. Kibui is called the kilkul. Really, you're ruining something. Now you have fire. By putting out fire, you're ruining the fire. The same way if you have a building and you knock down the building. So being soiser, knocking down the building is really called a kilkul. Why you chayy from lecha soiser? The pshat is because why are you knocking down the building? I'm not sure you want to build the building up again nicer. So really the only way to build a nicer building is by knocking down the old building. So therefore knocking down the old building is called like a tikkun today to build the bigger building. Now Yosu Hol is only chayiv if you say to knock down this building, I'm not to build it up in the same place. If you want to build it up right here, that's called like right now you're being a sakin. Mashen can hear the same thing with kibui. If you're putting out the wick today to make it burn in the same place again, that's called the kibui amanas livnus. Therefore, if you're putting out the wick, amanas to save the wick, you want to be able to use the wick again, that's called you're putting out the fire, amanas to be burned to use the fire again in the same place. Then that's not called a kilkul, you be chayiv. Mashenk, in the other two cases, you're putting out the fire, why? Because you want to save the shemen. So right now you're doing a kilkul, you're being a kalkul, putting out fire. It's not amanas livnus, you don't want to build it up again, you don't want to have to use it again in this place, you want to use the shemen for a different purpose. Or else the whole nair, the whole lamp is burning up. You want to save the lamp. So you're putting out the fire, not amanas nivnas from kaimai, but just am to put it out. That's called the kilkul. That's why you put. So that's Pshat Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi holds in the first two cases, you put there because it's called the kilkul. But when you put out the wick, amanas, you want to burn with this wick again, like tomorrow. So you're putting it out now, amanas nivnas, that you'll be able to use the wick again, bin kaimai, in the same place. That's why you chay. Let's see Rashi now. If you put out the fire, it's not because you want to save the oil, or else from there you want to save the lamp. Hainu time with the potter to ksavar. Really, every time you're making a kilku, you do a malacha that's being makalkul, you're potter for Shabbos. The love hainu meleches machsheves. That's not called meleches machsheves. You're potter. Or bezoy v'soyser tefnan v'yovus melachos. You have a kasha then. How come one of the lama test melachos is a soyser breaking down a house? The churen lechotilkul godem izay. You're breaking something. The teretz is the mechayim soyser amanas livnoisu. V'ene yochol livnois elim came soyseroy. The reason why you're breaking is because you want to build up a new house. But you can't build up the new house unless you break down the old house first. V'hashkelav tilkulu. Therefore, even the breaking is not called a kilkul. It's not called you ruining. It's rakert. It's called you starting to build up a new house. We have Yaisi Sabar to imbim koimai chayzer. But if you build up the new house in the same place, who do the chayiv astira? That's when you chayiv for this kilkul, this astira. V'loi, but if you're knocking down this house, I'm not to build up someplace else. Loi, that's called right now knocking down as a kilkul and your potter. It's who adinu mechabe. So to mechabe do me the soiser. The melech is kibui. Putting out fire is also called a kilkul. It's doimah to the soiser. The chayin kareya. Same thing when you rip a beged. Do me the soiser is also really called a stira. Well, ochi tnan, the Mishnah said later, ha kareya amanas mitzvah. The only time you chay from melech is kareya ripping, if you're ripping with afka, I'm going to have to be able to sew the beged back again. Like it's not nice now, so you have to rip it. To be able to sew it nice again, you chay for the kareya, that's called a tikkun. The same thing erasing. When you erase something, mechikas chayiv, I is only kilki, you're ruining the letters. It's not amanas lichtiv. You only chayiv for mechikas. If you erase, amanas to write again. The kulam soiseninu, hilkach, alapsila chayis viday. If you're putting out the fire to save the wick, is eina ela lahadlik. Why are you putting it out now? Because you want to save the wick to burn it again. Hilkach mechaba nas lahadlik. You're putting it out, I'm going to use it again. Hainu bim koimoi, that's called bim koimoi, that's what Rav Yosef says, yichaya, that's called a tikkun. Abul ki chaya salam air, but if you're putting out the fire just to save the lamp, oy al Hashem, and you want to save the oil, v'al apsilom, and just time to save the wick. Ein oichas, v'ein oichoshes, im ashlichoi, you don't care now if you throw it away, if you throw away the oil, afilu tzorech l'shem and l'havik by psila cheres. Burning and lighting is in the psil itself. It has to be in the wick. Kozaman, you're just worrying about the oil or the lamp, that's called shvaybim koymoy. Hilkach lo shaykh kastiru binyan el psila. It's only shaykh to soiser and build up with the wick itself. Because the wick is what you're putting out now, and you're going to use this wick again later. V'chivon diyein machshavus. Machshavus seifel laslahadlek tzilazer. Ein kan oy binyin. Demokam stira. That's why you put in the first cases. Since in the first cases you're not thinking about the wick, only thinking about the oil or about the lamp, it's called the stira kilkum. What does it mean that the wick yichayiv? If you want to save the wick, it makes the pechem, makes into a coal. Claim them. Bevnei shem oisim pechem mitchilosa v'yemedes lasul orkas bayor. It's meant to use for a wick to light with, and you're going to use it again. V'ike binya b'mokam stira. That's the pshat. That's pshat according to Rabbi Yosi. That's called yichayiv because this stira, this putting out the fire, is called a tikkun because you're going to use it again to burn it in the same place. So that's only by tzila, not by the shem. Right. Good. So the Omalei Rabba, Michti, have a kash on this. Kol Melechis, all the Melech, Lama Tes Melechis, Yafin Lom Mishkan. We learn it out from what the Melech was by the Mishkan. For Hosan, I have a kash on you. Soyser Almanat Livnei Shloibim Koimahu. Where was the Melechis there in the Mishkan? They took down the Mishkan. Now when they took down the Mishkan, it wasn't Almanat to build it in the same place. Because whenever they took down the Mishkan, the Pshat is they had to move and put it up someplace else. So every sphere was Almanas Livna Shleibim Kaimai. So how could you, Rabbi Yossi, say Yoni Chayiv if it's done Bim Kaimai? The Teretzir Shani Hosom, Kivu Nechziv Api Hashem Yachnu, is Saiser Almanas Livna Shleibim Kaimai Dami. Because if all wherever they went was Api Hashem, so Zai taking it down, Zai putting it up is called Bim Kaimai. It's the Mokum where Hashem wants you to be. So that's called, you're like Saisa now, Almanas to build it up in the next place, where we have to stop Api Hashem. So there is Chashivas, you're building in the same Mokim. But not in the Mishkan, any other place, you only Chayef Astira, if you have Das to build up the same place again. That's one Pshan Reb Yesi. Reb Yechon says another Pshan Reb Yesi. Reb Yechon, no, Yerdon Reb Shimon Tzrilei. I'll tell you, Reb Yesi holds like Reb Shimon. That what, that Amloch Hashem Tzirich Lagufis Taka Potrolei. That's why if you put out the fire, every kibbutz is potter. If you're just doing it to save the oil or save the lamp, you're potter. But there we had a kasha then. Why does he say if you put out the wick to use the wick again, you chayiv? Or maishna psila. According to how many words, when you put out a wick, you're just putting it out now to be able to use it later. It shouldn't be burnt up the gamri now. But you're not gaining anything by putting it out now. It's not called you need the kibbutz. The Torah says no. Kidiyom Rav Hamnuna. V'itema Rav Ada Barava. Hocha, we're talking about we're talking about such a wick that you did not burn it before Shabbos. It wasn't burnt once. Now the mice of a wick is usually is good to burn it once, then put it out, and the putting it out is misacking the wick that the next time you use it will burn much better. So we're talking about such wicks that you mamish need the melachas kibui. It's called tzrich legufa. This is the case where you need the melachas kibui. By putting out the fire, the goof putting it out makes it into a better wick. That the next time you light it, it'll burn better. To behi, afilu Rav Shimon Moida. In such a case, such a melachas kibui, even Rav Shimon is moid yichayim. That's called the melachas tzrich legufa. You need the kibui. You can't say you'd be better off if the wick wouldn't be burnt altogether. Because if the wick would not be burning altogether, you'll never make the wick into a good wick. The only way you can make a wick into a good wick is by letting it burn and then putting it out. The kibui makes the wick into a good wick. So the Maram, you call Masakin Mona, because you'd be Masakin Mona with this kibui. Oh my Rav, they can only have a raya for this pshat in the Mishnah, that this pshat in the Yosi, Tiktoni Shuois a Pechim. It says it's making it into a Pechim. He's now you're making the wick into a good coal. For like Tiktoni Mifnei Shanasis Pechim, because it was already made a Pechim. Shema Mina. Mashmi, it wasn't a Pechim, it wasn't a good wick yet. You're talking about a wick that wasn't burnt at all yet. So now this is the first time you're burning it. So the kibu now, that makes it into a good wick. You'd be in a sack and a mana. That's the case where you need the kibui. That's when you chayef the kibu midiraisa. Trashi shuwais a pechem, shu miskavin mamish, la soisa kimin pechem achshav. You have kavona now to make this wick into a coal. Alma be kibui had sarvach lagufa mairi. We're talking about such a kibu taking out the fire that you need to take out the fire. That's the only way you'll make this kli into a kli. It's not the pshat that it was a pechem before, it was a good coal before. Shugavah, that it was burnt already before. The nimni lemeima taima mishum debas binyanhi. That's come up the other time. Dika binyan b'mokim stira. Ma'ashen came b'shemen of an erd. L'shayach b'binyan stira. As you know, you have to come on to teretz before, where it's called a stira. Not a stira, but posh the teretz now. It's not gemina, where it's called a melacha tzrich legufa, or not called tzrich legufa.
So the Mishnah. Al Sholosh Averos, for three Averos, Noshim, Mesis, Peshas, Leidosim. That there, something could happen that Isha will die, Peshas, Leidosim, while she's giving birth. Al Shainim, Zeros, Benidov, and Isha is not Nizim, Hilchas, Nidom, the Chalash doesn't give up Chalim when she makes dough, Uvad Lokas Haner. If you're not Nizra, have Lokas Haner for these three Averos, Hamok Kana, and Isha could die, Peshas, Leidosim.
That's good nida, like it's called a mida kenegan mida. Since she did a chet negate to the inside of her, she'll be punished b'shas something inside of her. Or b'chala bad lokas aner ma'ik l'neima. What has chala got to do with b'shas leida b'shas the inside of an isha bad lokas aner? And the Gemara could the darishu galila or leida rab chizda. Like a certain galila person from galila dashed in front of rab chizda, and he said, Oma kodesh borchum, reviyas dam nasati b'chem. Every person has like reviyas dam that he lives with. Shash Reviyas Dam, Chai Yodim Kluyim Bo. That's called a person lives, he needs at least Reviyas Dam to live with. Is Aliske Dam Misarti Yeschem. Shno, I Nazi you on Iske Dam means Al Nida. So therefore, if she's not Nizer in Hilchas Nida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take away your Dam, will kill her. Reishis Zat Yeschem.